The little girl born in the University College of London Hospital isn't like many of the women in her family. Unlike them, she doesn't carry the BRCA1 gene. This gene increases the risk of breast cancer by up to 85%. The baby girl grew from an embryo screened before conception to ensure that it didn't contain the faulty gene. Their doctor, Paul Serhals, spoke to news sources.
This particular family had been blighted with this breast cancer gene anomaly. They've had a large number of their family who had this cancer, and some of them have even passed away. So we're delighted that the baby will not carry this genetic abnormality, and therefore the baby will not be at risk regarding this specific genetic form of breast cancer. And most importantly, the lasting legacy is that all the future generation of this particular child would be free of the disease.
The parents said that they decided to go on with the procedure to spare their child from even the possibility of suffering from the disease. And they themselves are spared of guilt of passing this genetic abnormality to future generations. Other patients, survivors and their families are also hopeful. They believe that they now have an option not to have the stress and the anxiety that comes with cancer. But cancer research organizations are more cautious in welcoming the news. We've been talking to Yinko Ibo from Cancer Research UK.
It's an exciting development. It's a step forward in preventing this inherited form of breast cancer. But we also appreciate that very few people actually have this high-risk genes, and it might not actually apply to the general population, but just a small number of people within the population.
46,000 women are diagnosed with breast cancer each year. 8,000 of them are caused by this defective gene. And even though the baby girl doesn't carry the gene, it doesn't mean that the risk of cancer is completely gone.
There are other subtle genetic variations that interact with the environment and our lifestyle. But it still does provide one avenue whereby we can find more information about preventative measures. But it is a tricky area. We would like to continue research in all aspects, but obviously the more that we can do in terms of preventing breast cancer, the better position we'll be in.
In this case, doctors used a technique called pre-implantation genetic diagnosis, or PGD. They took a cell from 11 embryos when they were around 3 days old and tested them. They found that 6 of them carried the defective BRCA1 gene. 2 embryos which were free of the gene were implanted, resulting in a single pregnancy. It is this procedure that has raised ethical questions. Josephine Quantavalle from CoreTX has been working for the rights of embryos. She thinks this makes a statement that is better not to be born at all than to be born with a risk of cancer.
This is an individual case, and we celebrate the birth of the baby who's been born. But we haven't cured breast cancer by doing this. We simply haven't made any impact. What we've done is eliminated a handful of embryos who had the likelihood of developing breast cancer. This is a process of identifying the carriers of a disease and killing them.
PGD has been used to screen for other genetic disorders like cystic fibrosis and Huntington's disease. But unlike breast cancer, these will definitely affect the child. So this is the first time it's been used to reduce, not eliminate, the risk of disease. Critics think this is just another step to create designer babies. They're worried that we are falling down a slippery slope.
In this case, they were looking for a rare breast cancer gene that might or might not develop in later life. But who on this earth, in this planet, does not have a faulty gene? Since this kind of testing of embryos has been developed, there's been an increased application of it for social sex selection. So increasingly, across Europe, males are chosen 2-to-1 over females.
Mrs. Quantavalle's comments points at a worrying trend. But most countries have a system in place to regulate such practices on a case-to-case basis. Future parents need to show a long, strong history and real risk of disease to screen their embryos. The girl's birth has brought back the pro-life, pro-choice debate. However, when it comes to the quality of life of their child, ethical considerations become a matter of personal choice and belief for parents.